New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So the numbers are in for the NBA's opening week, and they're telling, to say the least. Now, they have seen declines across the board, especially when looking at it year over year. So here are the numbers. On opening night, Tuesday, October 22nd, TNT averaged 3 million viewers for its back-to-back doubleheader games of the Boston Celtics versus the New York Knicks and the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, granted, that's a 6% increase from last season. But after that, going into Wednesday, right, so we're talking Wednesday, October 23rd, the average viewership was 1.6 million. So that's a decline from the 3 million just the night before. And the Bucks versus Sixers, that game did 1.71 million. And the Suns versus Clippers did 1.52 million. And then Thursday was even worse. So the Spurs versus the Mavericks, that did 1.45 million. And the Pacers and Knicks did 830,000. So it didn't even crack a million. So look, it's the first week. Plus, there was a World Series game going on at that time. Plus, of course, we know Thursday night football. So it's possible that these things could have been a factor in the declining viewership. Now, while that's certainly possible and plausible, I believe this should raise some eyebrows and at the very least capture the attention of the NBA. Now, it's early in the season, and I don't think they should ring the alarm just yet, but I believe it's time to at least sit at the table, right, and engage with the audience and try to turn things around and get ahead of this before it gets worse. Because I believe that these numbers are not accidental or coincidental. Now, I hear people saying, well, you know, streaming and piracy and all of those things, but I don't really buy that, right? The problem, right, or at least part of the problem, is the NBA itself. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, this is not something that just started last week when the season began. Over the course of many years now, the viewership has been trending downwards. Now, I believe one of the reasons for this is that the league has gotten too political and too social. Now, the NBA used to be an apolitical league that just really focused on local charities. Now, I think that they've become overly political, and it's not even proportionate or balanced. It's overwhelmingly been progressive and liberal, but when you lean too much into any ideology without having a balance of the opposite side, what it does is it alienates other demographics, and I believe that's just one aspect. The second aspect is I think the players' lack of availability for games has become seriously problematic for the league. Now, if people are going to invest nearly 3 to 4 hours watching this product, there needs to be some incentive for them. But if a star player or one of their favorite players is not playing, that removes the incentive. So if a player like Joel Embiid will say, I'm not playing back-to-back games anymore for the rest of my career, then why should anyone watch Joel Embiid or the Sixers? Now, it's not just him. There's many guys who are not available. Now, if they're injured, that's one thing. But if they're healthy and they're just resting, to me, that's pretty messed up. Imagine it from a fan perspective. You watch a game. One of your favorite players is playing, and you don't see any injury or any concerning contact occur when you're watching them. And then when that player and their team is scheduled to play the next day, and all of a sudden you find out that they're out because of a vague injury that you never saw happen in the game just yesterday. Really? A perfectly healthy player will sit out because of a vague injury, but we as the fans know it's just for them to get rest. Come on. The NBA's audience is working class people with jobs, bills, rent, or mortgages. They don't want to hear a multi-million dollar athlete that is not injured needing rest. Now, the average person, they get about, 3 to 4 weeks of vacation time maybe even less. And these guys, right, I'm talking athletes, are playing between 7 to 9 months at most. So for them to complain and say that they need more rest, that's just out of touch. And it's been happening for so long, and it's rubbed so many people the wrong way, that I believe it turned many people off from the game. And another factor is that the product needs to be better. Now, we hear people say, you know, this is the best era. These are the best athletes. The players now are better. They're more athletic and they're more skilled. If what we're watching is so great, why don't more people want to watch it? Because it isn't that great. The product that we have now is watered down. Guys can get to the basket easier with minimal interior defense. The defense itself is weak. Guys just want to jack threes and play on the perimeter. And even the big men are playing like this too. Now, I like the versatility that centers and power forwards have, right, of being able to play on the perimeter. But at the same time, you know, respect the game. Play your position as well, right? You don't see G-Wagons racing in NASCAR. And nowadays, it seems that players care more about padding stats than winning. So the product is just not good right now. And lastly, I believe the NBA itself needs to make some internal changes. Now, NBA League Pass, they need to improve that app and what they have going on with it, right? So for example, many games are not available on it, especially the marquee games. And also too, the way the NBA markets itself, they market themselves around players rather than teams. So that loyal fan base isn't quite the same like you see in the NFL. Now, that's why when you see players get traded or they sign to other teams as free agents, fans change their allegiance to the team that that player is joining. So I believe that the NBA needs to address these fundamental problems, especially if they want to sign major broadcasting deals that will generate the league a large sum of revenue. However, I'm not going to entirely blame the NBA itself, because I also believe that there are existential threats outside of the periphery of the NBA that they can't necessarily control, but they will need to adapt and figure out eventually. Now, we know an NBA game is 48 minutes long and teams play 82 games a season. Now, there is a history and a legacy that the league wants to continue, but let's be honest. The world is changing rapidly. We're living in a world where there's an abundance of content and there are many things for people to watch. And you combine that with many people not having the time to consume these games. So the younger generation, especially Gen Z and even the younger generations coming up after them, they have a greater preference for short-term content over long-form content. So expecting them to sit down and watch a 3 to 4 hour game on TV, right? Or not even watching it on TV, or even watching it on a mobile device. it's probably not practical. Now, millennials, right, they're quite on an age spectrum. So they can range from, at this point, mid to late 20s to late 30s, possibly early 40s. So this generation, which I'm a part of, by the way, but more on the younger side, is still young, establishing themselves, building their lives, building families, careers, relationships. So there's not a lot of discretionary time to watch a full game. Now, we might catch games here or there, but it's less probable. So that leaves the older generation, such as Gen X and above. Now, they'll probably watch full-length games for the novelty of the game, but they especially, right, this generation, especially complain about the product and the league being watered down. Now, this generation, they might have the free time to watch games, you know, since they're older and they're more established than their younger counterparts. So the NBA, I believe, finds itself in quite a conundrum. Now, in the 80s and 90s, people didn't have access to the level of content like they do now. And with short form, you can watch a lot more content in that same time frame. Now, you can watch one reel or TikTok video, and then before you know it, a lot of time has passed, and you've watched a bunch of them.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
So the idea of watching 3 to 4 hour games might not be practical for some. So yes, the NBA already now does highlights and recaps of games, which are pretty good. But by that time people watch the highlights, they've already seen many of the key plays and the box scores on social media. So like I said, there's this conundrum that the NBA is facing. Now, I don't like to dwell only on problems. I'm a problem-solving, solution-oriented kind of person. So I have possible ideas on how the NBA can tackle these problems, or at the very least, it can be mitigated to an extent. Now, what I think can help the NBA is actually taking lessons from the past. Now, sometimes to change the future, it requires to look in the past. And I think that's where they can find some answers. So I think what the NBA could look into is either condensing their season, number one, or if they're going to keep it the same way, then at least ramp up the season instead of prolonging it. So I'll give you guys an example of what I'm saying. When Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain, right, when those guys played, and that generation, they played from, what was it, November to March? Plus, they were taking standard flights, right? So they were flying coach or even taking buses. But despite that, injuries weren't a concern. So why are injuries a problem now? Now, I believe the injuries are because of a lack of playing. Now, if you're resting or you're playing less, you're not exposing your body to enough of actual in-game experience. And you can't emulate that in-game experience in practice, shoot-arounds, or walkthroughs. Now, if they're playing more frequently, I believe injuries would be reduced. And the NBA has done everything to accommodate these players, and they're still getting injured more often. So I think that's telling us something. So essentially, what I'm saying is if you're going to keep the 82 games, keep the 82 games. But I say scrap the preseason and just go straight to the regular season so that 82 games can start sooner, right? Or what they can do is they can have less games in the season. And then when they shorten the season, they could have less time to go through those games. So, for example, now a season will start like end of October and it'll run until April. Playoffs will be from like end of April going into June, right? So they can maybe start the season in November, have them play straight through up until March, like they did back in the days, right? And I believe this would be good for the league. Now, it might cause players' contracts to be lower, but what good is paying players maximum dollars if fans aren't watching? Because if fans aren't watching, then the networks aren't paying, and the NBA and the players won't make that much money. So something's got to give. Now, one wild card idea that I have is moving the games to streaming platforms, right? Like a Netflix, an Amazon, or Hulu. Then what they do is when fans come to the arena, right, to watch the games in person, they could put their phones in a sealed pouch, similar to what they do at a Dave Chappelle stand-up show, if you guys never been to one. When you come in, they take your phone, they put it in a sealed pouch, right, and then they lock it. And then when the show is done, they open up the pouch and they give you back your phone. Or in an emergency situation, if you need to make a phone call, you can step out. They have these zones where you can go use your phone. They'll unlock it for you. You can use it right then and there. And then when you go back in, you put it back in the pouch. So they could do something similar. This would allow fans in the arena to be present and be engaged in the game. And then by the time the game is done, they can have it condensed, right? Removing the free throws, the timeouts, the dead balls, the jump balls, all of the extra elements that extend the game and prolong it. So they can take all of these things out, and right when the game is done, they can immediately air it on the streaming platforms. And there's more than enough talent and people out there that they can do it, and these companies have the resources to do that, right? And you literally see it being done right now with YouTube and social media on a daily basis. Plus, because the people in attendance don't have access to their phones, they can't necessarily leak spoilers, right? And by the time the game is done, it'll already be available to stream on those platforms. So it's not the same for the viewing audience at home to be watching it live, but it's still an experience for them to be able to watch at their convenience. Now, I remember growing up, there used to be this channel called Raptors TV, right? And they had this program called Raptors Game in an Hour, where they'd replay an entire game, but they would condense it to literally just an hour. So whenever I missed a game, watching this was my go-to. So this is more of, I think, a long-term approach that they can take with games, right? But in the meantime, they can stay on their current course and just try to make the adjustments that's within their control, right? And see if that makes a difference in regards to their ratings and their viewership. Now, these are just fun ideas that I'm putting out there as someone that enjoys the game. Now, obviously, the NBA doesn't have to follow it. And many of you guys listening don't even have to agree. But I'm not one of those disgruntled people that will just complain and criticize without at least trying to have a productive conversation and share some ideas. After all, how can there be improvement without sharing ideas? And of course, this podcast is about sharing unique perspectives, right? So that's all I'm doing. These are just my thoughts on this topic. But look, that's all I got for you guys today. You guys can follow me and the podcast on Instagram and TikTok. You can also check out all of my books. The link will be in the description. Until next time.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.